Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
Feel the heartbeat of love on Love and Inspiration.
Oh, definitely. You are already feeling the love and inspiration on 102.7 FM. Welcome to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr., also known as DJ RC, on this beautiful sunny day on St. Martin in the Eastern Caribbean. How are you doing today? Hope you're feeling as blessed and as excited as I am to be here with me up until the hour of 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It is now 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here in the studio, and we're broadcasting live from PJD 2, PJD 3 on Backstreet Plaza 21 on St. Martin in the Eastern Caribbean. Oh boy, it's going to be an awesome one. Back with you after two wonderful Sundays off. You know how it is, have to spend some time with the family and my beautiful wife. So here I am, so you can share me today. Yes, wherever you are right now, I'm in your car. Thank you for allowing me into your private space. You may be driving. The air condition feels nice, doesn't it? Yes, I'm watching you. Turn it up a little more if you're feeling a little too warm. That's it. And if you're in your living room and you have your fan, your ceiling fan on, yes, keeping you cool. Having your lunch now, enjoy. Or if you're having your dessert, I'm pretty sure it's a good one. And I'm sure you're asking, Roy Cotton Jr., did you eat today? Maybe I did, maybe I did not. But you'll be able to determine that by all the good stuff that you'll hear today. And if it sounds really good, then you'll say, yes, Roy Cotton Jr. did eat. Mm-hmm. And his belly is full. And that's the reason why I'm getting a really good program. I'll keep you in suspense until maybe 1 minute before 5 o'clock, and then I'll share with you what I had for lunch. How's that? Sounds like a plan? Give me a boops. There we go. Nice boops. Good. Wow, we're on the same page. It gives me great pleasure, of course, to introduce to you my special guest who is here with me and is not a stranger, of course, to Love and Inspiration. This guest has been on the show before with other really special persons and a specialist in the area of what they do, and I'm pretty sure you're asking yourself right now, Roy Cotton Jr., is it a he or she? Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. It is a female. That's right. And she's right here, a specialist in her field. And it gives me great pleasure, of course, to introduce to you this wonderful and beautiful lady. If I can just bring down my background music so you could understand who I'm talking about. It gives me great pleasure today on the show to speak with a person who's changing the lives of many persons here in St. Martin regionally and internationally. And that is the number one best-selling co-author of Success from the Heart, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, who is a transformational leader and certified success coach and marriage and family therapist here on St. Martin. And through her authentic and passionate love for life and people, she has helped persons of all ages, races, and cultures, couples, families, and organizations, you heard that right, many, to make a positive and lasting change. She holds a BA in psychology from the University of Tampa, a master in marriage and family therapy from the Oral Roberts University, and a honorary doctorate of divinity from Grace Hill Bible University, which is a campus here on St. Martin. She is the author of It's Time for Change and How to Thrive in Trying Times, which presents a profound message of hope. She's also the producer, singer, poet of Poetic Vibes to Help You Thrive, a city of poems sung and recited to powerful and inspiring music. And you may have heard her music before, which beautiful music from the King of Saxa. I normally call him Connis Van Der Poel here in St. Martin. So you've got to listen to her beautiful music. Dr. Francis Cotton is happily married to, I guess you guessed it right already, the person who you're listening to, his wonderful, beautiful voice at this point in time, Roy Cotton Jr. And she's here with me. Good afternoon and welcome to Love and Inspiration, Dr. Ernemay Francis Cotton. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Mr. Love and Inspiration. I am doing wonderful and pleasant and blessed. Good afternoon to your listeners all around the world.
Fantastic. It's always a pleasure having you here on the show. And I'm pretty sure, even though, you know, I've just mentioned a while ago who you are, there's still persons who have never heard really about yourself. And that's understandable. It's a big world, still small, even though we have the internet. But Just for persons to understand a little bit about your organization, and then we go a little further, because you are the founder and visionary of Victorious Living Foundation. So tell us a little bit about what that foundation is all about.
So Victorious Living actually was birthed out of the needs that I saw on St. Martin back in December of 2001, was when I recognized we needed to change a lot of things, especially regarding our young people. And so in April of 2002, we began the journey. So it's now 17 years that Victorious Living is in existence, and we're all about empowering, enlightening, reconciling, and transforming the lives of individuals, couples, families, communities, nations. And that's what we've been doing for the past 17 years. And we do that through counseling, through coaching, through mentorship, through conferences, through training. And soon in December, we'll be doing our first retreat, you know, that we're hosting. We've done retreats before, but never hosted ourselves. So that's a plan. Mm. And very excited about what God has in store for us.
Fantastic. So we're talking about not 17 minutes that you have had this foundation and doing great work on St. Martin and around the region, but 17 years. That's a lot of years, Dr. Frances Cotton.
Yes, it is. And it's like it's just yesterday.
Mm, wow. Well, I congratulate you on what you're doing and, you know, doing an awesome job, because it's important to invest in people's lives. Sometimes we invest in other things than persons' lives. And especially young people, would you say that young people are so very important? What can you say about that?
Definitely. If we don't nurture our youth, if we don't develop them, then we won't have a future, because, you know, as the elders die out, what will we have? So we have to invest in them, you know, and that's one of the things that is a very pivotal part of Victorious Living. And we have our youth wing, Y2X, as well. And I'm very thankful that you have come on board, Mr. Love and Inspiration, as part of the, as being an advisor to Y2X. And it's really important, because Y2X has produced some upstanding citizens in our community, including our current dean of academics at the University of St. Martin and so many others. So I really have to give God thanks for the seeds, you know, that we have sown in so many lives, and we're seeing the fruit of them today.
Mm. Well, you're more than welcome. And I can tell that you're super excited to see the transformation that has taken place in many of the young people's lives that today are doing amazing things in our society 2019. Now, just wanted to just check in with you a little bit, because persons are hearing you for the first time, you know, wherever they are listing in the world and on St. Martin, and persons may have heard you before, but what really inspired you to actually do what you do today? Because I mean, at the end of the day, it could be, I'm pretty sure, sometimes challenging, or you wake up every day and you say, hey, I know it's going to be an awesome day and everything is going to go smoothly.
Well, back in, when was that? In 1995, 96, I actually started my first organization called Socially Acceptable with some other young people at the time, including Debbie Jack, Olga Mussington, Renee Violinas, a number of us, Marcelia Henry. And I got them together and we started Socially Acceptable Foundation. And we were doing some tremendous things. I had a radio program going. We did lots of things in the community, you know, helping the poor and doing a number of different things. And I recall that we wanted to do mentorship as well, but that did not pan out. But what happened was, during that time, because of the momentum that was building, we had a very powerful youth movement. And that youth movement helped to keep young people in a very focused direction, even though, you know, you always have those who fall through the cracks. But for the most part, young people were vibrant and they were doing some very positive things, which they still are doing today, but even on a greater scale. And so I had to leave in 98, where I went to pursue my master's. And when I left a vibrant youth culture. But when I returned for vacation, December 2001, what I saw in 2001 was a very different situation than what I left in 1998. And it grieved my heart. It actually, I cried. And that passion is what drives me to do what I'm doing today.
I see. Well, it's very noble of you to have really that drive and what inspired you from back then to do what you do today, even up to 2019, and the many lives that you have transformed along the way. Ladies and gentlemen, live here on 102.7 FM, my special guest is Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, visionary and founder of Victoria Slim Foundation here in beautiful St. Martin. Now, you are a writer, and at the end of the day, you're here to really share with us all about love. And the listeners heard a while ago all that really amazing music leading up to speaking with you today. But I mentioned while I was introducing you that, you know, you wrote some beautiful books before what we're going to talk about right now. And your first book was It's Time for Change. Why It's Time for Change? And we're talking about how old were you then? Were you like 24 or 15? Talk to us.
Actually, at the time when I published my first book, It's Time for Change, I was 21 at the time. And that I entitled it It's Time for Change from a poem that I wrote called It's Time for Change. Because when I graduated from the University of Tampa in 1995, I had a choice. Do I continue to grow? Because while I was at University of Tampa, I really expanded my mind and grew in many ways. I was in leadership positions in many different organizations there at University of Tampa. But I had a choice when I returned to go back to being a quiet, shy person that most people knew me as on St. Martin. And I also had a choice to be molded by what other people thought about me rather than knowing what God had planted inside of me and to be who I am despite of whatever people had to say. And so I had to wrestle within myself. And through that wrestling, I made a decision, it's time for change. And that change started within me. So if you look at the trajectory of my life over these years, I really focus on developing myself. No one year should meet me in the same place I was a year before, because I understand how important it is to develop yourself. And being in a personal development business, I don't just say something and do another thing. I practice what I preach. So that's it in a nutshell.
I'm following you very carefully, Dr. Ernemay. And just thinking to myself, you know, you've made that agreement with yourself that every year you should not find yourself in the same place. Do you think that persons in our society today actually are thinking that way, that, you know, another year should not find me in the same place? I should have actually grow or look at ways and how I can find some sort of personal development, or persons are quite happy with where they are. And it's like, as long as I can get up and the sun is shining, I've had my cornflakes and my apple juice and I go out there and I drive and there's no traffic, it's all good, and I go sleep in the night.
Well, I mean, there are persons who think that way, but from my observation, the majority don't. The majority of persons are basically, they are like automated machines. It's like they're not woke, as you would say in the term that is being used today. They're not awake, very much sleeping. And it's really important that we become more self-aware and more aware of our neighbor, more aware of the people around us, so that we can really make an impact in each other's lives.
I'm listening to you still very carefully, Dr. Francis Cotton, and this is not really a counseling session, because I know you are counselors or therapists, but we're having a very important conversation here, and I can see everyone is in their car, they slow down on the side of the road, and they're listening attentively. It sounds to me like what you said a while ago is that you are very much so conscious every day when you wake up on what you're doing, and somewhat, I believe, managing and training your mind.
Definitely, because I know that the battlefield is in the mind, that if we don't have our minds right, our lives can't be right. So very often, you know, I see persons walk around and moping and, oh, woe is me, and look at my life and blah, blah, blah. But the truth of the matter is, every tree has a root, and every tree that bears fruit has a root. And if that root that bears a fruit is not being cultivated in the right way, the fruit will not grow the way that it needs to be. So what am I saying? Basically, we have to look at ourselves. We have to look at perhaps because all the circumstances of our lives, we are the common denominators in those problems. Nobody else. Then we need to look at ourselves. And so several years ago, I made a personal determination within myself as well, because when you're doing business or organization on St. Martin, it's not easy. You know, I've noticed some people look at me and think that it is easy, but it is not. Mm. It requires lots of perseverance. It requires dedication. It requires commitment. It requires discipline. And there was a period where I personally, I felt like a victim. I felt victimized. I felt in that way. And I was operating on that victim level. And then I had to just take a step back and examine my own self and realize if I stay in this victim role, I'm not going to excel. I'm not going to get to the place where God wants this organization to be. And in doing so, I liberated myself from that victim mentality, because whenever anyone is in a victimized place, they will never soar to the heights of greatness that they were destined to soar.
Wow, that is so very powerful. And you know, just going along with you and what you're sharing with the listeners out there, it really comes back to the fact of what you have consciously done is that you managed and trained your mind for the fact that, as it states very much so, you have the natural ability to install self-empowering thoughts in your mind at any time simply by choosing to focus on them. And it is, you do have the power to control your mind, because if you let or didn't leave any other person control your mind, then it would be a different story. Maybe I might not be speaking to you right now on the show.
Most definitely. And I might add, Victorious Living would not be in existence today.
Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. Wow. I'm very enlightened here today with you on Love and Inspiration. I'm pretty sure everyone right now too is in the same boat. So that really explains where you came about with it's time for change, because I mean, at the end of the day, it's always time for change. And right now, especially where we at as a country, it's definitely time for change.
Definitely. And you know what I learned also while I was at Oral Roberts University? That's when I fully embraced it. Whenever I show up, change happens, because I'm an agent of change. That is part of my purpose of being. So if you see me come into your life, get ready. Change is coming.
I see. And sometimes people don't like really change, right? They like status quo.
Most times people don't like change, yes.
Well, there we go. All right. Well, here we are today, 2019. You're here with me on the show. And you're here to actually talk about one of your newest books, because you've written 4 books thus far. And in my introduction, I spoke about you being the number one best-selling co-author of Success from the Heart. And I believe Success from the Heart came out in 2015, was it?
To be honest with you, I don't even remember myself.
But I still know that it's a really powerful book. Mm. And you were a part of some really amazing authors.
Yes.
And how did that come about? Let's look a little bit at Success from the Heart. Was it that you got invited by someone to write this book, or it was recognized by a top company? What happened?
Well, as I told you, I am about developing myself. So okay. Over the years, I have invested by attending Peak Potentials, which is now New Peaks. Mm. It's one of the world's largest personal development companies. And so I have been through several of their trainings, and I received an email one day stating, you know, we're looking to create a best-selling book. Would you like to be part of it? And I said, sure. And that's how I have a chapter in the book.
And this book made you a number one best-selling author?
Correct. Correct. On Amazon, yes.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Very big congratulations to you. Absolutely. From beautiful St. Martin. And now today, a new book, Love is Forever. As I mentioned to my listeners out there, you're going to share with them something that is amazing. Because I want to ask you first of all, because maybe somebody out there might be saying, but Roy Cotton Jr., what are you talking about? Love is forever. I broke up with my boyfriend last week, or I went through a divorce. How can you say love is forever? So talk to us a little bit about this, because I'm very curious and I'm pretty sure everyone out there too.
Well, first, let me say good afternoon to Mrs. Carmen Hodge Carrington. She's listening right now. Mrs. Carrington, Mrs. C, which I affectionately call her. I hope you're listening and you're hearing your name being called because we love and appreciate you. So Miss Carmen Carrington, she's 100 years old and we have been friends for over 25 years. And this came about because Mr. Joseph Lake, who was my first employer at the Windward Islands Newsday, he gave me an assignment to do an interview with her. So the first time that I met her, we hit it off, especially because we celebrate our birthdays on the same day.
Wow, amazing.
Yes, really? January 28th.
Okay.
And after doing the interview and publishing it and so forth, we maintain contact because I really believe in investing in our seniors, spending time with them, helping to elevate them. So I would visit her often. And through those visits, we cultivated a friendship.
I see.
And several years ago, she said to me she would like me to publish her love story. And so I did the interview with her, gathered the information, but the income at the time, the funds at the time for publishing it, I didn't have. And I said, you know what? She's coming up on 100 years. Last year, I made that determination. She's going to be 100 years this year, which she is. And I owe it to her to publish this book, you know, before she reaches 100. And so that's why I went about and got the book published, which you have in your hand right now, Love is Forever. And the reason why I entitled it Love is Forever, because when you go through the book, the theme, the thread, the constant thread in it is that her love for her husband, even though he is deceased, and they were married for 54 years, you know, upon his death. So, I mean, they're still married even though, you know, consistently throughout, she loves him and he loves her and she's never stopped loving him.
54 years,
yes.
So not 54 seconds or minutes. 54 years. That's a pretty long time, Dr. Ernemay.
Yes, and that's the reason why I entitled it Love is Forever, because he died, but her love for him never died.
Hmm. And it's still a very interesting question, because persons may be saying to themselves, but how can love be forever? I mean, the person is gone, and I've been through a challenging time in my relationship. How can really love be forever? And I mean, I'm looking at the back of it here, in a world in which 49 to 51% of all marriages end in divorce. And here we have Miss Carmen Eleanor Hodge Carrington, who's 100 years today right now as we speak, and she's listening to us. And really shows and still love her husband, even though he's not here today. Can you tell us a little bit more about this amazing book? Because I'm super excited. I love it here. I'm holding it in my hand. The color is amazing. And I know people are going to be purchasing this book very soon at your book launch. Continue.
Well, the truth is, God, our creator, is love. And his love is eternal. His love for us is so amazing that he knew, I mean, God is spirit. We use, you know, we personify him to make it sound as if he's human. But his spirit, God knew from the foundation of the earth that we could not save ourselves, you know, when we sinned through our Adam and Eve from the very beginning, our first foreparents. He knew that he could not come and enter into this realm legally without having a physical body. And so through Jesus, the Christ, he sent through his spirit, he came here on earth and embodied us as human beings so that he could go to the cross, die for us. And that is an amazing love that despite the fact that so many despised him, so many hated him, so many spat on him and called him all manner of evil, he still loved us so much and loves us so much that he would die for us. And so our marriages are really supposed to represent that love. And when I look at Mrs. Carrington's love story and how her love for her husband and his love for her embodied such, and I'm sure that it was not perfect. No marriage is perfect. But that love that she has for her husband and he for her was eternal and is eternal. And similarly, the love of God for us is eternal. And that's the reason why marriage is so precious, because it is supposed to represent God's love for us. But what has been happening is so many of our marriages are falling apart. So many people, they get married on a whim. It's not really serious. They take marriage for a joke. And I believe that the inspiration that Mrs. Carrington had to have her book published, I think it was a divine inspiration that she had, because it was her vision to have it published, and I just executed it. And it is important for this day and age, when so many marriages are ending in divorce. And not only that, there are others who don't divorce, but they don't really have a marriage. Mm. There is no love in a marriage.
That's interesting.
And that's even worse, to be honest with you, because especially if there are children that are part of that union, they're seeing an example that is not what God intended for marriage. And so is there any wonder why so many don't want to get married today?
Oh, you have spoken the gospel truth here. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Nicole Unume Francis Cotton, visionary of Victorious Living Foundation here, number one best-selling author in the studio here on your favorite radio show every Sunday, which is heard on 102.7 FM. Love is Forever. Her newest book, A True Tale of the Love and Romance, shared by between 100-year-old Mrs. Carmen Eleanor Hodge Carrington and Mr. Ralph Gordon Carrington. And I know you said a very important thing a while ago, Dr. Unume. You said, you know, she's demonstrated her love for her husband because she was quite a famous fashion designer, is that correct?
Definitely, she was.
And there was an opportunity for her to travel. What did she do then, actually?
So she had an opportunity while she was living in the States to be a designer for one of the famous designers in California. And at the time, her husband fell sick. And because of that, she decided to turn it down. You know, this would have taken her career to another level. She turned it down because she knew that he needed her and he wasn't well. So she dedicated the time to helping him to get well.
Wow. Talk about true love. So she had a choice between loving and taking care of her husband or actually going and going behind or after money.
Most definitely. And fame.
And fame. Wow. I'm learning a lot here. And I'm pretty sure wherever you are right now listening to the show, you're saying this is really actually answering the question now about love is forever, even though, you know, I was a bit doubtful before as a listener. And I'm looking at chapter one here, which is very interesting. Have you ever been in love? Can you just read a little bit from that page there, page seven, so that the listeners out there can have a little bit of an idea? So in just a little while from now, everyone will be calling my number and saying, Roy Cotton Jr., do not leave the studio until I get my book. Share with us.
Okay. Have you ever been in love? I mean, truly, deeply in love with someone that you could not imagine living your life without him or her? So in love to the point that in your every waking, sleeping, or dreaming moment that this person consumed your thoughts? Well, I'd like to invite you to enter my world of true love and romance, which spanned 54 years of marital bliss with Ralph Gordon Carrington until his untimely death. Our love is eternal. Therefore, our love story continues, even in his absence from this earth realm. So come with me on my journey of love as I share some history of my 100 years of existence until now with you.
Mm. Wow, that's beautiful. What a way to actually start a book. You know, it's like it really makes you hungry for the fact, like how Les Brown would say, hungry to actually read more of what is all in this book. And I have the privilege to hold this book in my hand, and I'm looking at various pages and I'm seeing beautiful pictures. I would love to buy this book right now from you. How can persons purchase this book from you, Dr. Unume Francis Cotton?
Well, there is a link which you need to go to, because it is published by Lit Fire Publishing. And Lit Fire Publishing, you go to the website and you type in Love is Forever, and it should come up and you can purchase the book right there. In addition, there are persons who are very blessed that they pre-ordered the book. So the books are here. The soft covers are here and the hard covers will be here later in this week. So those of you who have ordered, I'll be giving you a call. But if you hear this message on the radio, and I don't give you a call as yet, tomorrow between 3 and 5, at my office at the community center in St. Peter's. Only for those who have pre-ordered, you may pick up your book between 3 and 5 on Monday. And then persons who are not able to do so, you'll be able to have your book on August 16th, when I'll be doing the official launch of the book from 7 to about 9 p.m. at the Motor World showroom. So we're thankful to Motor World for giving us that space for the evening to be able to honor Mrs. Carmen Carrington. And Lord spare her life, she will also be there. So you get to meet this very spunky lady, Mrs. Carrington.
At 100 years old.
That's right.
Fantastic. I've got a lot. Thank you, Mrs. Carrington, because you give me hope as a young man here that I've got many more years to reach your age. So thank you, Jesus, that you're still alive so that I can work towards being your 100th year when that time comes around. God spare life. This book is beautiful. I love it. The soft copy is amazing. Feels lovely. My hand is an easy read. And actually, you know, it's well taught out, Dr. Ernemay.
Yes, definitely. And the print is, you know, is large. Mm. I did that intentionally, especially for the older folks that may not be able to see so well, and even some younger folks who can't see so well. And everyone that picks up the book, they said, oh, wow, I love the print type.
Yeah, I see.
And I want to also acknowledge Mrs. Ruby Butte and her daughter, Jackie. They're both listening to us right now. Thank you for listening. And Ruby Butte, who is one of St. Martin's cultural icons, she's also cousin to Mrs. Carrington.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, she is. And so she will be there on the evening of our launch, and you'll get an opportunity to hear from her as well.
Lady Butte, good afternoon to you. Thank you for listening to the show and also your daughter.
Definitely. So we're really looking forward to having a wonderful time, and especially honoring Mrs. C for her work here on St. Martin and in the States.
This sounds super exciting. And today is Sunday, the first Sunday of August 2019. So you know what that means. The 16th of August, that's a Friday evening, 7 p.m. at Motor World Showroom. So you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. Like how you would always say to your kids, you know, go to sleep, the tooth fairy, put the, you know, just sleep. And before you know it, we're on the 16th, right? We want that to hurry up and come, because today's the first Sunday of August. Sounds exciting. So that's going to be over at Motor World. And does any persons who attend, is their admission free or is it completely free? Just come in.
Admission is free. It's a cordial invite. Space is limited. I must let you know, space is limited. There is a limited number of books because I chose to do pre-orders. And so the majority of books are for persons who have already purchased their books. So if persons want to get in an order before the event, they would have to actually do some additional pre-orders now. And I would like to recommend to businesses and organizations to purchase a number of these books for your employees, for your customers, because this also has a rich history, you know, in terms of one of our own St. Martin icons. So it is a book that is definitely worth it. I'd like to share the introduction with you.
Yeah, sure.
An introduction was actually written by Mr. Oswald Francis, an educator and author of the forthcoming book In Emilio Wilson Park with Uncle Joe.
Oh, sounds good.
Yes, and Mr. Francis, of course, is my father. So this is what he wrote. At a time when the divorce rate internationally is alarmingly high and marriages are short-lived, it is imperative to read Love is Forever. In this compelling, absorbing, and easy-to-read book, Mrs. Carrington, a 100-year-old St. Martiner, gives a vivid account of the struggles and sacrifices one might have to endure to attain a fulfilling and lasting marriage. The reader gets a glimpse of a beautiful love life that started on the island of Curaçao, moved to the United States, and ended in St. Martin. This writer has read many books which have been co-authored, and in most cases, the stories sound more like the writer than the storyteller. However, in Love is Forever, the writer, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, captivates the reader with a refreshing, unique style whereby one sees, feels, and hears the voice of the vivacious Mrs. Carrington. It is remarkable that at 100, Mrs. Carrington has all her faculties and is blessed with good health. It is a fitting tribute to her to have this lovely book launched in her 100th year. I exhort young and old to grab a copy of this precious book filled with inspirational nuggets.
That's really beautifully written and speaking the truth, actually, at the same time. And that's what it's all about. And as you talked about young and old, I've heard that, you know, there are also young persons who have actually pre-ordered, especially since, you know, it's all about love and wanting to know about that. I think I heard a 21-year-old young lady, she also very much so is interested, and she pre-ordered. So there you go, 21.
Yeah, and today a young lady, I don't think she's yet 13 or 14, she said, you know, I want to buy one of your books. So it doesn't matter how old, it's young, old, and in between. You know why also it's very important for young ladies? Because very often young women find themselves in relationships that are not serving them, relationships that really are detrimental to their growth and to their lives. And unfortunately, there are persons who fall into relationships because they have some unmet need that deep down on the inside needs to be fulfilled, and they fall into traps over and over again. I see so many young ladies getting involved in relationships, and I'm asking myself, who advised them to enter into such relationships? And why do they tolerate being ill-treated and mistreated and being put down in these relationships? And it's really important that young ladies understand who they are. You know, when I was younger, I made a conscious choice, consciously made that choice, that I didn't want to enter into any relationship without first getting to know and understand myself. And that has made a difference in my life, because I don't tolerate foolishness. And the foolishness that I see that young ladies are tolerating today, it bleeds my heart. And young men as well need to honor and respect their wives and their girlfriends or their fiancés. And that's one of the things that stands out in this book, because Mrs. Carrington, each time she would say, he didn't have to say he loved me. He showed me that he loved me. And this is a theme that is repeated in the book.
Wow, that really really says, again, the truth as it is, that action speaks louder than words. You know, I really appreciate the fact of what you shared with the listeners here on Love and Inspiration. And as I'm looking here, I can see that persons could go on to the following website, which is litfirepublishing.com. So it's all one word, lowercase, litfirepublishing.com, and type in Love is Forever. And then persons could order online and have their book delivered to them.
Yes. And so for those of you who may not want to go that route, and if you want to order in a big number, if you're an organization, you're a business, then you can contact me at 1-721-524-8731. That's 1-721-524-8731. Or you can also visit our website, www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com, and send us an email.
Wonderful. Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton, really always a pleasure having you here on the show. And you're holding a golden book there in your hand. And at the same time today, by the grace of God, and we thank the good Lord, she is alive right now listening to the radio. And that is herself, Mrs. Carmen Eleanor Hodge Carrington, 100 years old. And the book launch is on August 16th, 7 p.m. sharp at Motor World Showroom. Correct?
Correct.
Lovely. Any closing words to the wonderful listeners here on St. Martin around the world? Because also this radio show is heard on Bashani Radio in New York, syndicated on many of the platforms, out to 1.6 million listeners. So persons overseas, what would you like to say to them in addition, if they're saying, I love that book?
Well, I'm going to speak about a few different things from my epilogue. And it says, Mrs. C's tale of love and romance holds many golden nuggets of inspiration for not only lovers, husbands, and wives, but also for children, young people, and families. Love is Forever also speaks to the importance of parents understanding how to help their children to navigate the sometimes rough seas of love and life. If you are a parent, May this story help you to seek to understand your children and cultivate such a bond with your children that they'll freely come to you to share any love interest that they may have. Children and young people, may you love, honor, and cherish your parents' wisdom enough to be willing to hear the reasonable part of their loving advice to you. Love is Forever helps parents to recognize that authoritarian or overly strict and abusive parenting can create even more harm than the good that parents may hope to foster in their children. The result, the very thing that this type of parenting hopes to prevent, often results in that thing becoming a reality and even worse. So there's so much to learn from this book, and I'll encourage you to get a copy, whether you go online directly to Lit Fire Publishing, Love is Forever. You give me a call at 1-721-524-8731. You visit our website, www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com, and send us an email. It's an excellent gift, and you can start making your purchases from right now.
Wow. You know, as I listened to you just read a while ago from your epilogue, I mean, just looking also too at the same time, multitasking, because men can do it too. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been doing. And just looking at the book, this is so well put together. As I look at everything here, I see your testimonials in there from clients that have been over to Victoria Slim Foundation and the transformational work that you've done in their lives. I've seen here on 59, page 59, Mrs. Carmen C. on her 100th birthday on the 28th of January 2019, where she was presented a bouquet of flowers from the governor of St. Martin, His Excellency Dr. Rundus Eugene Holliday. So that gives really, really to the listeners an idea that she's alive and well. And January 28, 2019 was not too long ago. And then I see here a page with her holding the book, Mrs. C, proudly holding and admiring her book, Love is Forever. This is powerful to actually see her right now at 100 years old, holding the book in her hand at home.
Yes.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, get your book. And you know how to do that. I hope I'll be able to leave the studio with maybe some security on the side of me, because I know everyone is going to be pushing. Roy Cotton Jr., you're not leaving the studio until I get my book. So please, please, please order so I can leave here. I can go home and I can go and get my milkshake later. All right. Thank you for being here. It's really been a pleasure having you on Love and Inspiration. And I'm pretty sure you're going to be doing some more amazing things for 2019, correct?
Most definitely. It's my pleasure, and I look forward to the next time.
Fantastic. I've learned a lot from you today, Dr. Erna Mae Frances Cotton, number one best-selling author here on the show, as she spoke about also to managing and training your mind and becoming conscious for the, I would say, choices you've made in your life, that today where you are, being successful, transforming the lives of many and blessing many with what you do. God bless you, Dr. Frances Cotton, or what you do, your foundation, and many more lives that you will touch. And this is an amazing book. I love it. I definitely love it. Love is Forever. If you've missed last week's episode, have yourself a beautiful one. And you're wondering what I had for lunch? Well, I'm going to have dinner with my beautiful wife. Take care. I'm going to have my dinner now with my sweetheart. See you next week. Bye.
Feel the heartbeat of love on Love and Inspiration. I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.